or maybe said it in this last week? One or two hands. Has anyone ever said it in their entire lives? Yeah, it's a phrase I quite often hear at school. It's not fair, miss. He's got this and I haven't. Why does she get to do that? Why do I have to do maths? Why can't I go outside and play? It's not fair. And it's a phrase that I think children say a lot. I think it's a phrase that probably grown-ups think a lot. We probably don't really grow out of that feeling like it's not fair. Sometimes we might see, oh, goodness me, I've been working at my job for 10 years and I've never been promoted and he's been promoted 3 times. That's not fair. Why does he get to drive that nice shiny car and I'm stuck in this little rusty thing that breaks down every time I turn it on? Why does she get to buy expensive jewellery and I don't? That's not fair. But unfortunately, it's a fact of life that life is not fair. It's not fair that some people have money and some people don't. It's not fair that some people live in nice, comfortable houses and some people live on the streets. It's not fair that some people eat so much that they get overweight and some people have so little to eat that they get ill. And unfortunately, that's the way that our world is. Some people in our world are like the farmer that we heard about in the story earlier on. He was comfortable, he was rich, he was wealthy, he had plenty of food, and he didn't really stop to look at the people that he walked past every day. He didn't stop to look at their lives and to see how they were suffering and to see how his wealth could have helped them. But Jesus told us that actually we should be generous instead of being selfish. Now, I want us to think about this question. How can we be generous to the people that we see each week? And I don't want you to just think about it. Each of you has got some post-its and some paper on your tables. I want you to write down, I'm going to give you 3 minutes to do this. I want you to write down the answer to this question. How can you be generous to the people you see every day? How can you be generous to your children or to your parents or to the people that you work with or to your next door neighbours? You've got 3 minutes, and then I'm going to ask for some of your answers back at the end of that time. Go. Give more than expected. I like that one. Anyone else? Show people love. Joe. Oh, spend time with people. Yes, thank you, Shelley. Oh, look out for needs that might not be immediately obvious. Sometimes people are good at hiding things. Grace, what was yours? Sorry? Oh, give people presents. Yes, do more of that, definitely. Especially if they're coming my way. Oh, Karen, what was your idea? Oh, giving chocolate. Yes, definitely. I'm very much agreeing with the table down here at the front. John? Ah, well done, Barney. Nicely volunteered. I'm sure he didn't say that with any arm twisting whatsoever. I've grabbed a couple of people's post-it notes. You could welcome people for a meal, you could go shopping for them, or maybe just talk to people. Sometimes people just need to be listened to. Life itself is wonderful. Greet people with a smile, ask how they are, and offer friendly help and show them some love. So there's all sorts of different ways that we can be generous to other people. We can share the good things that we have. We can share God's love with people in the way that we greet people this week. Now, there's another really important message in this story as well. It's not just about being generous and not keeping things all to ourselves. It's a warning that Jesus gave right at the end of the story. He said, "A person is a fool to store up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God." Now, being called a fool is quite a strong thing in the Bible. Nobody wanted to be called foolish. It was probably much more of an insult than it would be today. But if you don't know God, you're missing out on the most important thing in life. And it's something that actually one of the Webber Street guests in the film that we saw actually spoke about. He said, "I think many people don't need only the food, only the clothes, only the shower. We need also food for our hearts,
for our souls. And it's something that I'm sure as we look around our friends and our family, we can see it in people. They need something more. And quite often, people try and fill that space with other stuff. They might go and buy a nice shiny car or some pretty jewellery and try and fill that emptiness inside. But one of the Webber Street staff said about the only way to answer their hunger. They want to know something more, something spiritual, something deep. And Jesus is the only answer for such hunger. Yes, food is important. Without it, you don't live for very long. Somewhere safe to live is really nice. It's great that Webber Street opens up its doors to provide a safe place and a hot meal and a shower and clean clothes. But much more important than all of those things is the fact that they are sharing Jesus with these people. And it's not just people on the street who need to hear about Jesus. It might be people in our own homes, people in our families, people we go to school with or go to work with, and we see that emptiness and that hunger inside of them. And we need to share Jesus with them. We can do much more than just help people with physical needs. We need to be ready to help people with spiritual needs too. So back on your tables, I want you to think about these two questions. Who do you know in your life who needs to hear about Jesus? And what could you do to introduce them to him? So I'd like you, there's some white pieces of paper, you can use those or you could use the post-it notes. I would like you to write down maybe just one name, maybe three or four, of people that you know who need to know Jesus. And think about what could you perhaps do to start introducing them to Jesus. And you've got another 3 or 4 minutes to do this. Go. I'm not going to get you all to shout out the people that you've written down on your pieces of paper. But what I would like you to do is take the first step by praying for them together now. So with the people on your table, if you're not at a table, kind of group up with some other people nearby you. I would like you to take some time to pray for those people that you know who don't yet know Jesus, who've got that spiritual hunger that needs to be satisfied. We're just going to have a few minutes of time to do that. If you're not comfortable praying out loud, you can pray quietly. That's absolutely fine. But I'd like you to just spend some time together with other people praying for those that you know who need to know Jesus.
And be reminded of Jesus' heart for them. Now we're going to take up our offering to go to that vital work that we heard about. The money goes to London City Mission and the great work that they do. So if you bring that up to the front and put it in a minute, not this second, and put it in that box there. And also your food, which goes to the Lord's Larder, if you want to come and put it on the table as well. If any of you need anyone to bring the food for you, if you have trouble getting up, then just give one of us a wave and we'll come and do it. There'll be a couple more songs and we'll do the offering then. Post-it notes. If you write down on some post-it notes some things you're thankful for, then come and stick them at the front on the Thank You God poster. And yeah, we're also offering our thanks to God.